Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about some news about the New York Stock Exchange. We'll talk about some blockchain news from Facebook, and we'll talk about what happened with Bitcoin. All right. Let's start with this first news story. New York Stock Exchange isn't planning a Bitcoin futures market, but a proper crypto exchange. So the New York Stock Exchange, the biggest stock exchange in the world, and we've talked about this, has actually been kind of planning or talking about a potential crypto, or rather Bitcoin futures exchange that they're planning on working on, or at least releasing. Now, actually today came out a report from the New York Times saying that the world's biggest stock exchange, the NYSE, is planning to operate a proper cryptocurrency trading platform. So the parent company of the New York Stock Exchange has been working on an online trading platform that would allow large investors to buy and hold Bitcoin, according to emails and documents viewed by the New York Times and four people briefed on the effort who asked to remain anonymous because the plans were still confidential. Now, two things. First of all, yesterday we had this story about the Wall Street Journal talking about an SEC hearing that was never public, that was kind of behind closed doors, and that headline got spun off in a way that really sent crypto markets in a downward trend. And this sounds very, very similar to that. So it is for people who want to remain anonymous and who have heard and seen emails and all of these things. So it could very well be true. The New York Stock Exchange might actually release a cryptocurrency exchange, because that's the second point. While this might not be true, if it is true, it's actually quite a profitable endeavor. We've talked many times about Coinbase actually making $1 billion in revenue in 2017. There are also some rumors that a bunch of exchanges are making a couple of millions per day on a good day. We've also kind of talked about that getting listed on an exchange can also cost a crypto project quite a lot. So about $1 million, for example, to get listed on Binance. All of these things might actually play into this whole news story. So it's very likely that the New York Stock Exchange will launch something like this. However, it is also very likely that they will only do it once the entire market is regulated. As you know, the Attorney General, who is, by the way, kind of stepped back due to kind of the media drama and personal reasons and all of these things that go around his persona. He has launched kind of an inquiry towards the cryptocurrency exchanges and kind of how they're dealing with know your customers, AML laws, etc., etc. So it's kind of, I think it will be waited on upon before releasing something like this to the main public. And but in the end, actually, the New York Stock Exchange releasing something like this would be quite fundamental, because it's the biggest exchange in the world. So this obviously puts a lot of kind of trust behind cryptocurrencies in general. But let's see how this will evolve. This is definitely good news for all the investors. Talking about a good and interesting news, so we have currently kind of interesting news from this side. So actually, David Marcus, he was leading the Messenger team at Facebook. So the Messenger app that you're knowing and loving and using, he has been building that out with the Facebook team. And he's actually leaving that Messenger team in order to build a new team that is focused solely on blockchain. So the idea is how to use blockchain across Facebook, starting from scratch. Now, this is huge, because David Marcus is actually also on the board of Coinbase. So that obviously brings some interesting rumors and interesting thoughts into the process. What will David Marcus do? Where will he start? What kind of connections will he use? I mean, in the past couple of months, we've had this once, this rumor that Litecoin might actually be integrated into Facebook and become like Facebook's number one currency. These rumors always come and go, so it's not really clear on what David Marcus here will do. The only thing that is clear, that this is fresh off the press, So this is actually a really, really big news. David Marcus, I mean, he led the Messenger team. He actually introduced stuff like bots to Messenger. So a lot of positive things and interesting things that he has worked on. So he will definitely bring in some interesting experience into the crypto world. Now, final news story of the day, and maybe the most interesting news story, or at least for the holders of Bitcoin. So crypto market is stable today while Bitcoin rises more than 100% in the last 24 hours. So Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency project that is focused mainly on privacy. They are using, I think, something called the crypto node or crypto node algorithm. So the crypto node algorithm allows them actually, I think, to be ASIC miner proof. Until now, I'm not really sure what the state there is, but they're kind of going for the egalitarian proof of work approach. Now, what is crazy is in the last 24 hours, Bitcoin has doubled in valuations, especially after the world's second largest cryptocurrency exchange, Binance, announced for listing this digital currency. Now, according to data on CoinMarketCap, Bitcoin was trading early this day at a price of 0.0069. However, soon after the announcement by Binance, the price of the cryptocurrency surged by almost 200% to hit an intraday high before finally consolidating at a certain time before press time. So what's the story exactly here? So first of all, a Binance listing can still cause a lot of percent in terms of gains that the crypto project makes. So that's actually how it all starts. So early in the morning, Europe time, or Switzerland time, actually 5 in the morning, Binance listed Bitcoin. And soon after that, it shot up high. And then something interesting happened. I mean, you can see it here on kind of the Twitter account. Actually, even before that, interestingly, so before actually Binance's listing, it said here officially from the Bitcoin account, the network experienced an unusually high load. Transactions can be delayed. Node synchronization can lag far behind. The team is working hard to solve these issues. It's strongly recommended to avoid any transferring of Bitcoin until the situation is resolved. Now, whatever you think about Bitcoin, and I don't want to get into the drama here, this is really weird, but at the same time, really interesting to observe, at least, phenomenon. So Binance lists Bitcoin. Bitcoin has actually technological trouble, and still the price shoots up extremely high. So what exactly is happening here? And I oftentimes recommend you to check out Reddit, be it the subreddit specifically or the cryptocurrency subreddit. And here a Redditor has actually written something interesting, but it's at the same time, keep in mind that this is kind of user generated content. So it could very well be that this is kind of fake in some kind of way. However, in this case, I think it's fairly accurate description of what exactly happened. So earlier today, Bitcoin was trading at around 72 Satoshi on both HIT BTC and Poloniex, quickly increasing 30% when the news of the Binance listing came along. It opened on Binance at around 300 Satoshi, and over the past few hours, the price has risen to 2,320 Satoshi on Binance, whereas the current price on HIT BTC and Poloniex is at 190 Satoshi. Now, this is really interesting, and when he actually, this user, looked into a bit more in detail, found that withdrawals from HitBTC and Poloniex were not working, nor was the Bitcoin web wallet. When checking the Blockchain Explorer, we find that no new blocks have been mined for the past 2 hours. Thus, most investors are not actually able to sell their Bitcoin on Binance. The current Bitcoin supply that's on Binance is very low, and therefore it's easy to pump up the price all the way to 32x its original price. This still caused 150%+ surge on exchanges such as HitBTC and Poloniex. So this is quite crazy. I mean, if you look at it right now, it's actually on place 16, so with around 85%. And for the podcast listeners, we're actually jumping to CoinMarketCap to see exactly what happened. So pretty much, yeah, after the news broke here at like 4.50 or something like this, the price starts moving quite quickly, makes two bigger jumps, and then reaches the high here at close to 1.8 cents actually. So it's quite the increase of what exactly happened. Now if we look at the if we look at kind of the markets and the volume here, what is interesting is that you see here the price, which is very, very different from Poloniex and HitBTC still. And you see the amount of volume. So the majority of the volume actually came from Binance. And if you look at the stars here, it says here the price is excluded because it would actually screw the price so much that Bitcoin would probably land somewhere between Ethereum and Ripple in terms of price. Because of if you kind of calculate that price of around 9 cents in, it will actually jump quite high in market capitalization, because it's currently around at 183 billion circulating supply. So that's actually quite high. So like I said, I don't want to get into the drama of Bitcoin exactly what happened here. Nonetheless, this happening is quite interesting, and it kind of should teach you an important lesson if you're the person who is waiting for kind of a exchange listing in order for your cryptocurrency to go actually up and then sell it at the highest price. Keep in mind that this could actually be more difficult than you think because of technical issues. This is still, don't forget, this is still the Wild West. Cryptocurrency is still not a regulated market. So it's very well possible that you have those price differences, first of all. And second of all, that you have kind of volume discrepancies and volume problems on different exchanges. So please keep this in mind when you're kind of betting on certain coins getting listed on the different exchanges. So nonetheless, I would say Binance has to kind of make a statement here. So this is definitely not clean what exactly happened here. And it would be interesting to hear also Binance's opinion on this topic. So with that, we're kind of at the end. So make sure to kind of check out these things before you're trading and kind of betting on your favorite crypto getting actually listed on Binance or Bittrex or whatever. So these are important metrics, important markers you have to keep in mind when you're kind of betting on these things. Now with that, guys, before I forget, in the next coming days, video uploads might be irregular. I should be back latest Sunday, but it's very possible that some episodes are actually only being released on podcast. So please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. The link is in the description below. But yeah, other than that, make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel. We'll be soon back. I will update you folks also in the Telegram channel. So please join the Telegram channel. It's free, and I will kind of share interesting news and an analysis. Should be able to post an analysis in the next coming days. So I'm looking currently at Icon, doing a quick analysis on that. So hopefully I will release this soon. So definitely join the Telegram channel, and I'll see you on the next one. See you and bye-bye.